beatboxing. Turn here. Oh, slow down. Ah, almost hit someone. And all the things you yell at people while you're driving. What's up, America? It's Chad the Bird on the road with Clark Bender.
Hey.
Clark and I have decided that since there was no appearance at the Green Mill this weekend, we weren't going to do a Chad Classic. Instead, we're going to do all new Chad Review. So Clark and I are on the road heading to the movie theater to watch It, which is the title of the movie we're going to see.
Which I hear is about a happy clown who moves to a town and wants to make some new friends.
That's right. That's all it is. It's kind of like Shining Time Station meets Ronald McDonald on Thomas the Tank Engine.
I can't wait. Is Grimace in it?
Yep, Grimace is totally in it. Spoiler alert, Clark.
Dang. Hamburglar too?
Anyway, we're going to check you guys as soon as the movie's over with our in-the-minute live review of It, the movie, which is the title of the film. Just It. It's not It, the movie.
Cue the music.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
That was not about a happy clown at all.
I'm confused. Because, I mean, the poster led me to believe that it was an adorable story about a boy whose imaginary friend is a clown who just wants to give him a balloon. And it turns out that that clown actually just wants to eat him. And spoiler alert, it's a demon monster.
It's a murderous clown.
It's a murder clown. I didn't know it was a murder clown. I didn't know clowns were murderers. All this time, I thought clowns were cool. Turns out, no, they're all demons.
Yeah, this
straight up.
We are not down with this clown.
I am severely not down with this clown.
No, this clown
is... I thought maybe a juggalo would have been nice. Maybe if they'd showed up, but no.
A juggalo would have been... pleasant.
I would have enjoyed a juggalo moment instead of demon sewer clown. Did you know that this book and movie is about sewer clowns? I didn't know that. I didn't know clowns lived in the sewers. What the fuck?
Don't go near the sewers.
Ever again.
Don't
or clowns.
Ever go near. And no paper boats, people. That's what.
Yeah,
paper boats.
That's what it's attracted to. Boats, balloons, your fears, your dreams. Your joys and loves, you can't have anything. Or sewer clowns are gonna get you. Sewer clowns that become the thing you're scared of most. Okay, let's run this down. Okay. Whew. All right, so Clark and I just got out of the movie and we're sitting in a fucking concrete parking lot in the movie theater parking lot, which is not pleasant. It's still sunny out, which doesn't matter. According to this film, it can get you anywhere. It doesn't matter. You could be getting Burger King, and the guy would be like, would you like fries or blood? And you'd be like, ah, fuck, ah, I didn't know that. Ah, fuck, it was a fucking clown this whole time.
We'll be safe as long as we stay together.
Yeah, that's the point. You gotta have friends. That's how you beat it. Okay, brief rundown. Stories about a New England town with a bunch of kids. And the town sucks, and all the adults are ghouls, and they have this thing all in common because they're all scared of one thing or two things or whatever, just, you know, general kid stuff. But then the thing they're afraid of, the nightmares they have, turn into this kind of Freddy Krueger meets Ronald McDonald meets fucking Clarabelle the Clown from Bozo. You guys remember that? Yeah. Well, never again. Never again. All the joy is gone. It's like if Chuck E. Cheese was a place to take your children to be murdered. And then it likes to take the form of this clown. And then you see the thing that scares you, and then that thing becomes the clown, and then it eats you. So you're terrified, which I guess it feeds on fear. So I'm like, way to go, smart. I mean, get it as scared as you can, right?
It's there
like,
you go.
Like you rest the meat. Like when you cook pork, you set
it's
it out.
Saute.
Yeah, it's like
a saute or rotisserie.
Right, exactly. It makes you the more afraid you are, the more delicious you are. That changes everything.
Nothing beats a fear-based.
Oh gosh, these kids are rubbed and dry rubbed, wet rubbed, and barbecue rubbed in fear before it feeds. before the eatings begin.
There you go, right? Also, New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah, lots of New Kids on the Block references. Clark, did you know that this book was written in 1986? The movie takes place in 1989. The book takes place in 1959 and 1989 because it jumps forward in time to when they're adults. P.S. Spoiler alert, there's another story. And it's them as adults having memories of them as kids. This movie is just the kid memories, which leads me to believe the sequel will be about adults dealing with this shit again. What is it with fucking people and child-eating demon sewer clowns? From the sewers. It lives where you pee. That thing, that's the thing.
It also eats where you pee.
It also sits and dines.
It pees where you eat. No, it doesn't do that.
No, I don't know. You don't really get to see it pee. You just get to see it go from clown to more nightmares, then eat something. All right, so look, spoiler alert. There's a lot of, like, gnashing teeth and weird Lovecraftian nightmare moments in this movie. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, so the kids... let's not do that because, like, reviews that give away the whole story suck. We're not going to do that.
Mostly spoiler free.
If you didn't know the demon clown from the sewer eats children, I mean, that's the plot. Okay.
There you go.
That's like Freddy.
That's not giving away too much.
No, that's the standard. That's the base level. There's lots of intertwined storylines and relationships. Because at its heart, it's a relationship drama about children.
You could almost say it's a feel-good movie.
Yeah, I mean, everything...
Except not.
Everything but the child-eating sewer clown is a feel-good movie.
Sort of,
you know,
yeah.
It's got that Stand By Me meets Goonies
exactly.
vibe.
It's Stand By Me...
Stand By Me or
Saw.
You'll be... Yeah, it's Stand By Me or you'll be eaten by a sewer clown.
Right, there you go.
Fucking unreal. We had to fucking worry about sewer clowns now. Oh, I didn't know.
Global warming and now this.
So according to Wikipedia, Stephen King said that he conceived the story of It in 1978 and began writing it in 1981. He originally wanted It to be a troll, like in the Billy Goat's Gruff, the little children's nursery rhyme, which just keeps getting scarier, but lived in the sewer rather than beneath a bridge. And it is the best-selling book of 1986
wow.
in the United States.
And let us not forget the first film...
The 1990 miniseries.
With Mr. Tim Curry.
With Tim Curry and everybody from the CBS primetime film, movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's
with
like
David
every single,
Soul? Was
yeah, and Annette O'Toole, John Ritter's in that, Harry Anderson's in that. It's like everybody you remember from episodes of Night Court fighting Tim Curry as a clown. And then if you haven't seen
I'd watch that right now.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not good. It's also not bad. It's great. It's also not good.
It's also, yes.
It's really bad, but like in the best possible ways. But that was the thing though. Because in the 90s, we had the like primetime movies. And so like, we
didn't have the Netflix kids.
No, it's true. Back in the day, we had to wait and see when the movies were coming or what they were going to be with the TV guides. And like, you didn't know it was coming. You didn't choose when you watched it. It just happened.
You might not even have the cables.
No, you probably, if you didn't have the cables, you were fucked. And you knew it. And all the kids made fun of you. All right, so anyway, back to the story. So like 1990, like at the time, you watch movies with your parents at dinner, which means you had to watch cable movies, which means they were all PG, PG-13. Well, no, just PG, because it couldn't really do a lot. So everything was like an episode of Quantum Leap, which was a great show. But the movies were not so great. Not the Quantum Leap movies. They never made a Quantum Leap movie. Hint, they need to make a Quantum Leap movie. They're rebooting everything, you know? So anyway.
But we're drifting.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're drifting. We're floating, Clark.
No.
We're floating.
No,
shit.
No.
We all float.
We don't want to float.
Okay, so you would watch these movies with your parents that were kind of dumb, but you kind of went with it because you're like, cool, I get to watch a movie while I eat, whatever. So anyway, so you got to like sit, and your parents let you watch a horror movie while you were eating dinner, and most of y'all were like 10 years old. So that's a massive moment for all of your children moments, all your child times. So no wonder everybody saw that fucking movie with Tim Curry. And no wonder everybody was judging this movie up against it.
Which I think this movie fares very well.
I think that this movie is better, I'm gonna say it. I think it's a better film than the 1990 miniseries. Because the 1990 miniseries drifts into shitty 90s horror without any like bite. Like all the scary moments you're like, oh no. In this movie you're like, holy shit. Like there's a couple of moments where
Oh yeah, some good scare. Good scares, and not just cheap jump scares.
And when they are cheap jump scares, they're great cheap jump scares.
Yes.
Cause like
they earned it. They
and they carry like instead of it just being like blah scary, it's like blah, but also blah, and then ah.
And let's take it up a notch.
God, it's like somebody's sitting there cranking it. Oh, and also we went to go see it in IMAX, which I don't know if I recommend because it was fucking loud.
It was
hurting my ears loud.
Was, yeah, there's a. Yeah.
Ouch.
You need not see it in the IMAX.
Don't spend
it was big.
The extra $10.
It was big, and oh, it was loud.
Holy shit. Like, even
it
like.
It was really loud.
The music, like.
We may be talking really loud
I
right
think
now.
I think we're screaming.
Actually, we probably don't even know
it's
it.
It's because we're deaf. Because
our ears have been completely ruined.
Yeah, which is, you know, kind of it relates to the movie where people don't know what's going on because their brains have been taken over by sewer clowns.
Exactly. Point. Loud movie.
Loud movie. Don't see it in the loudest theater or you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a rough time afterwards.
You're going to have a rough time, yeah.
Beforehand, you're going to have a rough time anyway. Like,
I think
all
we're,
around.
Yeah, we're recommending it.
Oh, 100%.
Great cast.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Great cast.
It's like straight up the fucking Monster Squad. Like, hardcore Monster Squad kids. It's like...
I approve. Thank you for not saying Goonies.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta love the Goonies too.
You don't, but
you do,
that's okay.
Though.
I
it's
don't.
It's cool that you don't.
But
have,
Monster Squad, I mean,
you don't
enjoy I'm on board
or
for.
Love joy in any way.
Oh, you terrible.
So anyway, it's like if the kids from the Monster Squad met, if The Exorcist and Killer Clowns from Mars.
It's like if Monster Squad had scary monsters.
Dude, the monsters in Monster Squad were scary. Dracula was fucking terrifying. And the Gillman was like a nightmare. Like, he didn't look like the creature.
It was a spooky
the...
Gillman. Yeah.
None of those creatures were cool. Like, they weren't,
but
you didn't
they
want
weren't,
to be locked in a room with
they
them.
They weren't sewer clowns.
Nothing is a sewer clown, Clark, except a fucking sewer clown.
I'm just saying.
And let me tell you, there's sewer clowns aplenty in this film. If you were like, where's my sewer clown movie? It hasn't happened yet. When's this going to happen? Right. I saw Clowns from Mars or Outer Space. Was it Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Yeah,
yes.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Dude, brief sidebar. Killer Clowns from Outer Space has a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
FYI. That's where we're living.
And that's been out a long time.
That's
so, you
true.
Know, that's a seasoned rating.
And that comes just below the 82% that the new It film received.
All right,
which
well,
means
there
you
the
go. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, if you're using It as the top of the game of evil clown movies, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is a solid B+.
Just a notch below.
I mean, I don't know what else we can do when it comes to killer clown movies. This is really only two.
You're going to really have to work on your script for Sewer Clown 2.
I stole it right out from under me. Here I was this whole time thinking I'm the only one that was afraid of sewer clowns. Turns out there's an entire culture built around
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Funny. So also, spoiler alert, room full of clowns.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole clown. There's a clown room.
You'll know it when you see it.
All right, so It clearly is the lord of all scary clown movies. Because that's like one of the first times anybody ever really kind of went, hey, by the way, except for like John Wayne Gacy, but that really happened. So yeah, we can't use that as an example. But there was the scary clown in Poltergeist.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Yes.
Little
scary.
But the clown itself wasn't the nightmare. It was ghosts. But that was a scary scene.
Creepy.
You got your killer clowns from outer space. There is a movie in 1989 called Clown House from MGM Home Entertainment.
Oh, dear.
About three escaped mental patients who go on a killing spree as traveling clowns. Something tells me that's not quite as terrifying.
No, I don't think so. Also sounds kind of like a sitcom.
Right. And then there was the 1990 It, and then there was the Gacy movie, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
And then there was this movie called Serial Insane Clown Killer, which in 2004, but I don't want that one to count either because I don't believe that was a real movie.
That name is just not...
I just don't buy it. No. Then there was Devil's Rejects. You had Captain Spaulding.
Okay.
Sid Haig. Pretty fucking fantastic evil clown. You had a movie called Drive Through in 2007 that zero people saw. You had another movie called 100 Tears in 2007 nobody saw. And then fucking Zombie Clown in Zombieland from 2009.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty solid
right.
Clown.
Not really movie. A movie. More of a character.
More of a... Well, I mean, these aren't really... There's really no clown movies except for It. Like, that's it. And then maybe Funhouse, that movie from like the 70s.
Maybe there'll be more now. You think?
I
people
hope
will say, you know,
I
people seem
good.
To like sewer clowns.
We're good on it. We're living the
we're
dream now.
We're at the
now.
Height of
we are in,
scary clown.
We are in peak sewer clown madness right now. There is going to be a sequel to It. I don't know what they're going to call it. Probably It's. It.
Yeah.
It Again.
It Again.
Holy It. It.
It Too.
It Happens.
Yeah. Oh, no. Let's hope not.
It too.
That's just not.
It too. Back in the habit.
It again. The early years.
It comes back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
It returns for more blood of children.
Capital I, capital T?
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. What if it's lowercase?
Ooh.
What if it's it?
Everybody knows that lowercase is scarier.
What if it's it, I dot, T dot? And it's just about a vengeful member of the Geek Squad who's just asking you to unplug it and plug it back in again.
Sewer Geek.
Sewer Geek. Oh, shit. What if the Geek Squad has to fight a sewer clown? Oh, that'd be amazing.
Control-Alt-Delete. Control-Alt-Delete.
Stop it. Don't do that voice. It's not funny anymore. Fuck. Anyway, if you're in the mood for a movie about a sewer clown that eats children, this is the movie for you. That's the best recommendation I can make. If you are in a mood for a movie about a ragtag group of kids that find an adorable alien and try to get it back home, this is not the movie for you. You're thinking of several films.
But not it.
That is not what it is. The shit thing is, though, if you know somebody who is a clown, this is going to make you extra wary. Because you're going to be like, are you a demon or are you just a clown? Are you a clown demon? Do you live in this? Like, what the fuck?
Tough time to be a clown.
Really rough time to be a clown right now. Maybe put it in the box for a couple of years till this blows over. Yeah. Then you can come back to do. I'm saying be you. I'm just saying be aware that now is not the best time to be a clown.
Yeah, maybe.
Put it out there. Unless you're a juggalo, in which case, you know, loud and proud, whoop whoop, get your hatchet out. Anyway, I'm Chad the Bird. That was our 20-minute review of the movie It that we just saw. We're paralyzed with fear. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their song Promises, who might, you know, get us out of this mess of emotions. And email me at thebirdchat@gmail.com. Find on the Facebook and Instagram. And Clark, if you were to give this movie an award, what would it be?
Oh, yeah.
The Yeah Award?
Two gigantic floppy shoes up.
That's a long title for an award.
It's yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to give it the Holy Fuck Award, because I think I said that at least 9 times during this movie, and that's how you rate them. Anyway, we had to turn the air conditioner off in the cars. It was getting really hot, so yeah. We're going to go. But if you are in the mood and you live in the Chicago area and you're in the mood for something truly horrific, go to wildclawtheater.com. Check out Night in Alachua County. 4 stars from Time Out. This show's kicking ass, and it's running until October 7th. You can also check out the Wild Claw Kids on October 8th at the Old Town School of Folk Music. That's a Sunday at 1 p.m. Again, if you live in Chicago, if you don't, whatever, just go see It. And if you live in Chicago, go see It. And if you live outside of Chicago, come to Chicago and see the Wild Claw Show. And then go see It. Look, your horror is here, okay? It's happening, and it's happening now. If you're into that kind of thing. Me, I think I'm going to go home and watch Monster Squad. That's what I got to do to get this out of my system.
Does it have nards?
A wolfman has nards.
A wolfman does have nards.
Just saying. Also, no clowns.